Bond characteristic. Bonds have number of characteristic features which one should be aware of it. Okay, need to be aware of it, and all of these factors play a role in determining the value of the bond and extent up to which one fits into their portfolio. Face value. Let us, this characteristic we have to understand first. Face value or par value. What is this face value or par value? Face value, also known as a par value, is nothing but the amount of the money a holder will get back once the bond matures. That is the face value. A newly issued bonds usually sells at par value. Means value, suppose $50,000 or 50,000 rupees bond is issued by the government of India. But to get that 50,000 at the maturity after 5 years, 8 years or 10 years, how much I have to pay now? It may be less than that. It may be 30,000 rupees. It may be 35,000 rupees, depending upon the valuation. So the face value is nothing but the value which investor gets when the bond gets matured. In short, here the example, corporate bond has normally had a par value, say for example it is 47,000, and this amount can be much greater for the government bonds. This may be much greater to the government bond. What confuses many times is that a par value is not a price of the band. Means today you don't have to pay 47,000. But to get this 47,000, how much rupee you have to place it today? And you will get after the period of say 5 years or 7 years. That is called a face value or par value. When bond traded at the price above the face value, it is said to be the selling at premium. And when the bond is selling below the face value, it is called as a discount. Okay, so coupon. Now coming to our understanding the coupon. Coupon is nothing but an interest rate. The coupon is nothing but an interest rate, and the bondholder will receive the interest payment as per the agreed terms, maybe 6 months, 3 months, or maybe every year like that, depending, and that is more common in the past. Nowadays, generally records, see, all the records is digital, okay, and electronically maintained. So most bond pay the interest every 6 months, but it is possible for them to pay monthly or quarterly or annually also. This coupon means interest is expressed in percentage of the par value, and if the bond pays coupon 10% and its par value is 47,000, then it will pay 4,700 for interest per year. It depends what the terms are quoted on the bond. Okay, a rate that is always says that fixed percentage of the par value, like this a fixed rate bond also. Another possibility is adjustable interest payment, which is known as a floating rate bonds. And in this case, the interest rate is tied up with the market rate through an index, such a rate on the treasury bill. This might be an investor will be, or investor will pay more high coupon than for the low coupons. So all things being equal, lower coupon means that the price of the bond will fluctuate more. So lower coupon means lower rate of interest, fluctuation is more. Now maturity, what is understanding by maturity? What do we understand by the maturity? Maturity is nothing but it is the date in future out of which the investor principal will be repaid by the issuer. Okay, so the maturity date that can range from as little as 1 day to as long as 30 years. And bond that matures in 1 year is much more predictable. And thus, it is a less risky also, it is considered, than the bond which matures after 20 years. Therefore, in general, the longest the term of maturity, the higher the interest rate. And also, all these things being equal, the longer term bonds will fluctuate more than the shorter term bonds. Now, who is the issuer? Issuer of the bond, issuance of the bond is also, that way it is a crucial factor. Okay. So, the issuer of the bond is a crucial factor to consider, as the issuer stability is our main assurance of getting the paid back. For example, the Indian government is far more secure for these bonds to pay to the investor, because if it is in corporate and company goes into the liquidation and there is no enough funds to pay off to the bondholder, there will be high risk and it is loss making. But it is a government of India bonds or corporate, better corporate bonds or corporations. Then in that case, investment is a safe and secured. Reason behind this is that the government will always be able to bring in the future revenue through the taxation and it can be paid off. Company, on the other hand, must continue to make the profit, which is far from the guaranteed, as well as this is added the risk, means corporation bond must offer the higher yield in order to entice the investor or attract the investors. This is the risk return trade off in the action. Bond rating system helps the investor to determine the company's credit risk. Okay. This credit risk is undertaken by various firms, blue chip companies, and the investment, those who are interested in investment. Some of the bond rating agencies are given here, Moody's, Standard and Poor. Okay, what is their grade and what is the risk carried it? Here, Moody's, suppose AA by Moody and Standard or Poor or Fitch, it is AAA in capital. The grade of investment, grade is the investment grade. Good for investment, and the risk is the highest quality. There is limited risk, less risk. But AA, and this AA, this is though investment grade, it is also considered as a high quality. But only A if it is there, and if A is here, that is Standard, Poor and Fitch, the grade of the investment is the highest investment grade, and the risk is a strong. Risk is strong. Whereas it comes to B, then mean medium grade, and like that BA, B, CA, CC, like that, this grade will be defined by these agencies. This column is for Moody's, how they put before you the rating. If the rating is like this, the meaning of the grade is like this, and what is the risk carrying to understand is same. Now if it is a C grade, is given by the bond rating, and C grade rating is given by Moody's, and D rating is given by Standard and Fitch, Standard and Poor as well as Fitch. D is given, that itself indicate that it is a grade, investment grade is a junk, they cannot predict, and its quality is in default, many times default upper, so be aware. That is how this rating table helps the company helps the individual to invest in the type of bond market. If the company falls below certain credit thing, its grade is changing from the investment quality to the junk status. Okay? These junk bonds are aptly named, as they are the debt instruments in some sort of the financial difficulty because they are so risky, they have to offer much higher yield than any other debts just to attract the investment. Because when there is a junk, it means high reinvestment risk is high, and in high risk portfolio, nobody is going to invest. But if lucrative interest is offered, then perhaps people may invest into that. This brings up an important point. Not all the bonds are inherently safer than the stock. Certain type of bonds can be just as risky, and if not riskier than the stock. Kinds of bonds, different kinds of bonds are issued, government bonds. In general, fixed income securities. Bonds are fixed income securities. These are classified into the length and time of the that before maturity. There are three types of main categories. One, bill, second, notes, third, bonds. Bill is nothing but it is a debt instrument maturing in less than 1 year. Notes is nothing but a debt security which is maturing in 1 to 10 years. And bonds, these are the debt securities which is maturing in more than 10 years time period. Marketable securities from the India, from the Indian government, known as a treasury bills, T-bills. Okay, when the government issues the bills or bonds, it is called as T-bills. Technically speaking, T-bills are not of bonds because of the other short-term maturities. The debt of money, which is developing countries, however, it does not carry the substandard or substantial risk like companies and the countries that one can default in making the payment. After the government bond, there will be a municipal bonds. Municipal bond or corporate bonds. Municipal bonds are known as munis, and they are next in progression to the terms of the risk. The countries of the cities which do not go bankrupt, this is the underlying principle. Municipalities, they are not going bankrupt. But it can happen. The major advantage to these munis or municipal bonds is that the returns are free from federal tax, that is US tax. We are talking about the foreign bonds, okay? So federal tax means nothing like income tax in our country and federal tax in US. Furthermore, local governments will sometime mix their own debt which is non-taxable to the resident. That is another advantage. Because of this tax saving, the yield on the munis is usually lower than that of the taxable bonds. So depending upon the personal situation, municipal bonds or munis can be a great investment on or after the tax basis. Third type is a corporate bonds. Companies issue these corporate bonds, okay? And the large corporation have a lot of flexibility as to how much debt that they can issue. The limit is whichever is the market will bear. Generally, short-term corporate bonds is less than 5 years, and intermediate is 5 to 12 years, and the long-term is beyond 12 years of the corporate bond, which are characterized by the higher yield because there is a higher risk of the company which is defaulting the government. The update is that they can also be a most rewarding fixed income bonds or investments because of the risk and the investor which is investor must take on. Credit quality of the company is very important. Highest the quality, lower the interest rate the investor will receive. Other variation on the corporate bonds is including in the convertible bonds. Convertible bonds, which the holder can convert into the stock or equity or shares. and the callable bonds, which allows the company to redeem and issue the prior to its maturity. Another type of bond is a zero coupon bonds. This is the type of the bond that makes up the coupon or interest payment, but instead it is issued at the considerable discount at par value for value. For example, let us say a zero coupon bond with and rupees 47,000 per value, and 10 years of maturity is trading at 3,000 rupees. So we would be paying rupees 3,000 today for the bond that will give me after 10 years rupees 47,000. That is called zero coupon bond. We can say that buying a bond means we are lending our money. Bonds are also called as a fixed income securities because cash flow from them is fixed. Stocks are equity, bonds are debts. Stocks are equity and bonds are debt. The key reason to purchase the bond is the diversity of our portfolio. The issuer of the bond is the government or corporates. Bond is characterized by the face value or the coupon rate and the maturity and its issuer. Yield rate of the bond we will get on the bond. Better rate we will get. When the price goes up, yield goes down and vice versa. When interest rate is increasing, then the price bond into the market falls and vice versa. Bills, notes and the bonds are all fixed income securities, which are classified by the maturities. Government bonds are the safest bond, which are followed by the municipal bonds and then corporate bond. Okay? Bonds are not the risk-free. It is always possible, especially in case of corporate bonds, for the borrower to default on the date of payment. High risk, high yield bond are known as junk bonds. High risk and high yield bonds are called as junk bonds. We can purchase most bonds through a brokerage or through the banks. Our bank broker will not charge any commission to buy the bonds, but will mark up the price instead. Coming down to understand what is the euro bond and foreign bonds. International bonds that can be euro bond, and depending upon whether, and again, the distinction depends upon whether the borrower is a domestic or foreign, or whether the issuer is dominant in domestic market or in the forex market. Euro bond issue and underwritten by the international syndicate of the bank and the other financial institution and placed, that can be placed in a countries which is other than the country where the currency of issue is denominated. So euro bonds are the bonds denominated, issued in one country where the currency of bond is of other country. That means US dollar bond issued is called a euro bond, right? Now, the foreign bond is underwritten by the syndicate, and these syndicates, considering the member from the single country, are sold primarily within the country and denominated in the currency also. The issuer or the borrower however is a foreign. Even borrower is not particularly interested in currency of the issue, and the funds raised can be swapped for the currency. The Eurobond market, which is the extension of the offshore market, has emerged because some of the same factors that have to be emergence of the euro currency and the market or market for the short-term euro currency funds. These includes the absence of regulatory intermediaries, because if it is US dollar in Europe and the bonds are issued, there will be US Federal. For dollar, US Federal is the regulatory authority, but they can enforce its control whenever they are in the US. But if the same dollar is parked in Germany, that is European country, there is no requirement. There will be the US Treasury, they will not enforce the dollars which are put into which are there in the Germany, that is European country. Enforceability is more important. Okay, then less stringent disclosure requirement, holding and so many other requirement that is not required to be given. Sorry. And third one is favorable tax status, as interest income is not subject to the income of withholding tax. The main steps which are involved in the bond issuance is, one is a securitization, second is a bond issuance, and third one is a trading this bond of the debt certificate. Now let us understand the securitization. The securitization, asset securitization, is the essence of the Islamic bonds, which is popularly called as Al-Mala, Al-Mal. Which is called as Al-Mala. Al-Mal is nothing but it is the property, or there are assets behind this property. An object of the sale in the Islamic law of contract must be a property of the value. Okay? When a bond certificate is supported by an assets as evidenced via the securitization process, it is transformed into the object value, and therefore it qualifies to become an object of the trade, whereby it can be purchased and sold in both the primary and the secondary market. Therefore, the investor then will have the right to sell these bonds. In the Al-Mala or Al-Inha asset securitization, the financer purchased an assets from the issuer and sell it back to the same party at the credit price. This buyback agreement will ensure that the issuer will receive the money in cash, while the financer will be paid off as a prefixed and the contracted amount in the future date. This debt payment will be made in installment through a bond issues. The difference between the cash and the markup price will represent the profit due to the financer. Now, bond issuance. This usually takes place in the primary market, where it is settling the debt, or issuing company will sell the debt, or issuing company will sell the debt certificate or bond to the investor. That is called bond issuance. This debt certificate, which is issued that is valid only when it is supported by an asset. In other words, the bonds must be secured one or securitized. Now coming down to the trading, identification issuer, then issuers of the bond, now trading this bond or debt certificate or debt certificate. For liquidity purpose, bond trading in the secondary market is a crucial. However, almost all the Islamic bonds today were brought for the long-term investment. The lack of secondary market, however, should not imply that trading issues is no longer significant. This calls the need to explain the Islamic view of bond trading in the secondary market. Why the example is of the Islamic bond is quoted here? Because the bond civilization starts from the Islamic culture. Anything is to be given anybody will be against something, and that something is nothing but it is an asset. That is the behind principle. That is why here reference is given of Islamic bonds. Now determining the financial structure of the foreign subsidiaries of the multinational companies. Okay. In past, many multinational corporates, they sought to treat all the foreign subsidiaries in the same way. Nowadays, many multinational companies known to their individual subsidiaries, and they might have been the individual task to fulfill and might therefore be take a different view also. However, the studies which are undertaken by most of the people indicates that the differentiation of the subsidiary roles are primarily concerned with the Asia-based European multinational companies or not with Japanese multinational companies, and which introduces one role of the foreign subsidiary that can have the role of central competence. Strategic relationship qualities. The strategic relationship of multinational companies that actually gives the central concern to the management, and it is developed and implemented in the multinational companies. Control coordination requirement, which emanates from the firm's strategy itself and because it is defined there. Subsequently or consequently, early or preponderance of the perspective of the examined fit between the MNCs, that is multinational companies, strategy and the structure, that is bureaucratic control, that is also taken into consideration in the strategic relationship. The current strategy perspective stresses that MNC need to develop a competitive advantage by being responsive to the different strategy which is requirement of such a product and the market diversity also. Thus, today's MNCs pose wide variety of the setting. These ranges from the global strategies in which the firm uses its standard approach and each national market. As a result, these subsidiaries are no longer regarded as simply a pipeline from the headquarters to the specific market. The focus is on the different ability of each subsidiary to contribute to these multinational companies worldwide, which is a competitive strategy. This focuses on competitive advantage, which indicates that the strategies as well as the control mechanism serves to link the multinational company's headquarters with their subsidiaries. During the past few years, a relatively small body of the literature has examined the correct strategic position or functions of the foreign subsidiaries with multinational companies. most of the studies reveal that two factors. One is its degree of integration with the headquarters. Second, the subsidiary's own competitiveness. And the third one is a characteristic of local environment. Each study is different in both numbers as well as the type of subsidiaries. These differences, this seems to be due to the fact that most of the studies have either been conducted independently and have not had the benefit of building on each other, or they might have been focused on the different set of situational factors, or they have been limited to the subsidiaries which are operating in just one local environment. Coming down to understand these subsidiaries from the perspective of the generic strategies for this multinational subsidiary, one can understand that in the past decade, these subsidiaries perform different functions for their parent companies or multinational companies, yet they appear to be on, there will be no clear state of roles or guidelines issued for them. Thus, the classification of the model of generic subsidiary and its strategy is proposed to be clarified, those strategies which are applicable to wide variety of organizations, industries, as well as nations. Such a classification should reduce the number of variables, and the strategist, that is the person who understands that, and the strategist need to consider by providing the general model of situation and indicating the broad guidelines for action under varying circumstances. Further, by drawing on the tabular data which is omitted, it's a common factor, and the roles identified by the researcher as well as the partial validation of the proposed classification is provided. Starting point for the development of the model was ideally a small but critical factor. Okay, since the present classification adopts the strategic orientation of MNCs, its subsidiary literature depicted in and the relevant strategic management is a literature. Utility of the strategic management concern for managing MNCs or subsidiaries, both stream of literature suggests that one need to consider three critical factors in developing organization strategy. These factors, MNC subsidiary literature indicates the need to consider some of the determinant which are strategy, having the strategic functions of MNCs and the subsidiaries. The degree of the integration of the subsidiary activities with the rest of the multinational companies, configuration of the subsidiaries, resources and the skills, and the third one is characteristic by the subsidiary in the local environment. Alternatively, the strategic management theory indicates that setting the strategic directions for any firm involves a consideration of the firm's existing strategy and its internal skill, its resources, and its external opportunities, and thereafter the firm's environment is very, very, and very much essential. Friends, with this, we complete our discussion on the foreign exchange market. Thank you very much.